Welcome to the Prosperity Podcast, fresh, alternative personal finance talk for independent thinkers who prosper outside of Wall Street. Here's your host, best-selling author, Kim D.H. Butler.
Welcome to another episode of the Prosperity Podcast. And today we are going to be fed. Our minds are going to learn about some important principles that Kim learned while at the Abundance 360 event. So maybe first, let's start with a quick explanation of what the Abundance 360 is, and then we're going to jump into what you learned.
Absolutely. So this is an event sponsored by Peter Diamandis, and if you're not following him, I really encourage you to. We've talked about him before. He's a mentor of mine, and I'm so grateful to be able to attend the event. So it's Peter Diamandis, D-I-A-M-A-N-D-I-S, and you can just go to his website, peterdiamandis.com, and I really encourage people to get the weekly email that he sends out because it's mostly about technology and the amazing things that are coming down the path soon, like in the next 1, 2, 3, maybe 5 years. Now, some people really struggle with technology, I get that, and yet at the same time, it absolutely impacts all of us. And so I think it's super important that we find a way to learn about it and that we find a way to accept the unbelievable pace of change that is occurring in our lives right now. And there's definitely things that Peter is going to bring up that you disagree with. And that's fine. This is not a goal to get you to agree with everything or like everything. But being aware of the good that is occurring in technological advances, I think helps us overcome some of the fear that we may have for, oh my gosh, it's going to replace our jobs, or oh my gosh, it's going to take over the world, or you know, whatever the things are that we may have some concerns about. So I've got 8 specific things that I would love to just share bits and pieces about. And if you want to dig into them further, there's a blog that's written with links as well. And I'm sure you can throw us a few of the links in the show notes also.
We'll make sure to have those in the show notes. So let's jump into it.
So I'm going to list the 8 trends that Peter brought up at the event, just word, and then I'll come back and describe them all because I think it's kind of interesting to look at them as a whole. So these are trends of abundance. Specific things identified that are making amazing improvements just in the next year or two. So communication, capital, energy, healthcare, transportation, robotics and drones, artificial intelligence and computation, and space and physics. So some of those had 2 words, but those are the 8 areas that he identified. And it was just fun listening to some of the amazing things that are going to be happening. As an example, communication, 5G. So I don't know about you, Stuart, did 5G mean anything to you? Like, can you identify with that at all for internet speed?
I can, and I'll tell you what, I can't wait for it.
Isn't it funny how reliant we are on the internet? So 5G means a movie will download in less than a minute, a full length 2-hour movie. Won't that be awesome?
That would be fantastic. And I think Todd would be happy too.
Yes. Todd is quite the movie man for sure. The second one is capital, and this was an interesting one. Of course, we got into all the cryptocurrency, which I know we've been sharing with our listeners of late, and also the concept of the blockchain, which is so important. And if you don't have knowledge of this, I really encourage you to dig in and just do a little research. The blockchain is the platform that all the cryptocurrencies are built on. And so even if you don't like the cryptocurrency world, the blockchain is absolutely something that you want to be learning about. And there are, just like there were apps for the internet finally built over time, there will be apps for the blockchain. And it's really, really early. They were calling it like 1997 in the internet era is where we are now in the blockchain era. But this is absolutely an area to pay attention to. And it is going to make capital, money, really a changed environment. And so I too am looking forward to that one.
I agree. Now, the next is, if I recall, energy. Is that correct?
Yeah. And isn't that so similar to capital in a way?
So when you think of energy and you think of capital, it's actually becoming a lot more synonymous, those two. Can you explain why, with this abundance mindset and this innovations, how come those two are so similar?
Because they really are the provider of forward movement. Capital enables things to expand, as does energy. And without both, we really can't get anywhere. I mean, we've all seen the view of the world where parts of Korea are completely black. Well, you know, that country's not moving forward because they don't have the energy that is necessary to even read at night, as an example. And so there were all kinds of conversations around the Tesla power walls for storage of energy, around, of course, solar and, you know, wind energy and that kind of thing. And also around the amazing solutions to things like water and other things that we in America take for granted every single day that still so many parts of our country, of our world, don't have available to them. Literally, in the next 2 or 3 years, those types of things are going to be completely solved. And what's always interesting about the third world countries is they sometimes leapfrog. For example, you know, back to the communication, you've got Zulu warriors that have cell phones these days because they, as a country, they just went with putting in the satellites for the cell phones. Who bothers with wires and telephone poles? So it's interesting how really all of these things are interconnected. So the fourth one was healthcare, and I have a really fun tip on this one because everybody is usually interested in increasing their health and improving their health, and if they're not, I think they should be. And so there's a fun little, I want to say, $400 kit that you can buy at viome.com. So it's V as in Victor, I-O-M-E, and you can put a link in the show notes. And you get this kit, and you send some information in through an app and some of your bodily fluids, and they tell you exactly what foods you should be eating. And I am really excited about this because since I don't personally tend to do a lot of other healthcare things that are, I guess you would call in the pharmaceutical arena. Last time I checked, I do still need to eat food. And so talk about energy, right? Food is the fuel for our bodies. And wouldn't it be awesome if you had a personalized health list, really, for your specific body of the foods that are most beneficial to you? And so Viome.com is going to provide us for that. And I'm super excited about getting that information. I've got my whole family going on it.
You know, what's amazing about that is something that would give you tailored information to that, I mean, to that degree, would have taken multiple doctor's visits and thousands upon thousands of dollars. And here we are talking about something that's really not that much money, a couple hundred dollars.
That's right. Yep. And they do recommend that you update it once a year or so. And sometimes people may choose to do it even more often, but it is unbelievable the drop in price of what's going on in the healthcare arena. And I'm super, super grateful for that because I think it will make it easier for people to do a good job taking care of their engines, their bodies that run their lives. And so it's a very beneficial aspect that we can be grateful for.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And that's part of the demonetization, which actually leads us to point number 5 about transportation. And you see how it's going to change. Can you explain how that will be completely transformative for us?
Yes. As obviously we know, things like Uber are already making such a big impact. Peter goes so far as saying, if you live in a big city, you should be buying your last car in the next couple of years, because after that, they're going to start to completely get transformed, where they may be cars as service, they may be all self-driving Uber cars. Who knows exactly what it's going to look like? The point is that there will be a completely different approach to vehicle ownership and use in the very short term. Now, of course, for us living way out in the country and people in small towns and whatnot, we'll still keep driving normal cars like we have been. But in the cities, he's really looking for a major overhaul in transportation. And then on top of that, we got to hear bits and pieces from his work with Elon Musk on the Hyperloop and the amazing things that are going to take place, again, in cities and between cities for the Hyperloop. So that's another one that will be a fun link for people to check out if they're curious.
Yeah, we'll definitely make sure to put that in the show notes. And, you know, we're, again, we're not growing like we have in the past where, you know, over the next 5 years, you could see a better vehicle or something more slick in design. But we're talking about completely transforming how transportation works.
Absolutely. Peter said numerous times at this event, you need to start thinking about this with a completely clean sheet of paper. One of the things that human beings get stuck in doing is viewing things linearly. And that's what you were referring to. You know, this is not a 10 or 20% increase in vehicle capability. This is a completely different vehicle, a completely different approach to moving your body from one place to another. And the sixth section actually picks up on this because it's robotics and drones. And it's just amazing what is happening with the capability of robots, of course, and the good that can be done there. And again, I'm well aware that it's easy potentially to look at this from a point of fear. And so you really have to think about that when you're looking at these and adopt that abundance mindset, that positive point of view, that prosperity thinking, if you will, because we can choose whether we want to be afraid of robots, as an example, or whether we want to see the opportunity that they're bringing forth. And one of the quotes that was kind of parroted throughout this event that I thought was so cool that has to do with drones, which of course are kind of a type of robot, was that anytime you can connect the ground with the air, you can create value. And so you might just tuck that away in your mind for a little bit. Anytime you can connect the ground with the air, you can create value. And then ask yourself, well, what value could I create if I could connect the ground to the air? And for some of us, it will be nothing. Like, okay, you know, cool. They can take a picture up in the sky. Great. But there will be somebody that's listening to this podcast that will come up with some cool thing that is of value that connects the ground to the air. And I sure hope you'll let us know, because that's the good that's going on, is people are creating new things, they're opening up their mind for new possibilities, and that's what's happening with all of this technology support that is coming to us as human beings.
Oh, that is actually brilliant. And I think even on a impact that will happen and affect you will be, because you live out in the country, now if you order something from Amazon, a person in a truck has to drive all the way out there from their warehouse and deliver a package. And who knows, maybe in a short period of time, it could be a drone that's flying over the countryside and dropping a package on your front porch.
Absolutely. I look forward to that day.
So that takes us to the next piece, which is artificial intelligence and computation. And really, most of the things that we've covered can't progress in such advanced manners without this artificial intelligence and computation. So can you explain that to our listeners?
Absolutely. So as an example, we're well aware of the arena of the self-driving car. And so one might think, well, oh my gosh, what are we going to do with all the cars that are not self-driving when it becomes actually safer to be on a road with self-driving cars? Well, there's a company, it's NVIDIA, NVIDIA.com, that will be making regular cars autonomous. And so whether it's actual artificial intelligence or the quantum computers that are also coming literally into our world here in the next 12 to 18 months that will make calculations be so much faster, and you can actually get access to a quantum computer online very shortly here. IBM already has some capability out there with Watson. It will enable us to take things that are now inefficient and make them so much more efficient, so that human beings can spend their time doing the things that only human beings can do, like think and feel. And so it's just something that we have to be seeking out the good. And it's really easy to not see the possibilities. In other words, I'll state it the other way. We can usually clearly see the dangers, but we can not always clearly see the opportunities. So sometimes you have to dig a little bit and look a little harder. And I want to share another one that is happening in the human space on the computation side, and that is a company called HireVue, HireVue.com. We got to listen to their CEO speak. And it's reducing the mistakes that we as humans make when we're hiring other humans because of the stuckness that we get in our minds about, especially sometimes when we see people physically, we often end up in the wrong space mentally and consequently don't make good decisions. So these are all areas, again, we can't always clearly see the opportunities, and so we have to dig for them. But when we do dig for them, there is amazing progress that can take place.
I completely agree. And you know, even on the podcast here, we're already trying to start using AI and what they call machine intelligence. So for example, these podcast episodes, we're having it go through the Google algorithms, and it will transcribe it. And so then we can see how our cadence is. We can see the transcript of the podcast, the conversation and the flow. And then it goes and it creates closed captions so that if we have any people that want to read it with a closed caption file, they can follow along. So we're just starting to scratch the surface, and it's amazing.
Oh, that's super exciting. Yeah, it is so amazing what additional learning can take place when technology helps us out. And so I'm thrilled to hear that you guys are taking advantage of that.
Absolutely. And the eighth part of this series is one that I'll arguably say I'm not familiar with as an adult, but as a kid, I totally loved space and physics. And I'd love to hear your take on that.
Well, as you're well aware, there are three specific companies, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and Richard Branson, that are working on getting humans into space and getting humans on Mars. And so within our lifetime, that will probably happen. Furthermore, the materials arena. So think about all kinds of physical materials. Those are becoming more and more available. And one of the things that one of Peter's companies working on is mining asteroids. So asteroids like the big rocks that fly around in the sky. One asteroid apparently has about $5 million of materials on it. And Peter's company has been responsible for getting laws put in place that enable them to own a asteroid and then mine it and be properly compensated for that amazing work that is going on. And so whereas right now we might view particular materials as scarce, with our capability to mine asteroids, that will become less and less the case. And, you know, it's interesting, we talk about the word technology. If you think about it, a ladder, like the kind of thing you buy at Lowe's or Home Depot and climb up the wall with, is a piece of technology. A ladder enabled people to get the apples or the oranges at the top of the tree, when in the past, without a ladder, they couldn't do that. And so this is what technology does, is it enables us to take something that was scarce, like apples and oranges only on the bottom part of the tree, and make them abundant because now we can get to the top part of the tree. And this is what's going on over and over and over and over again. This materials arena will also become an amazing space with all of the 3D printers that are coming out. And this is just really like science fiction, because it truly will become a day where we have 3D printers in our homes, and when we want something, we call it up on the web and it gets printed. And we, of course, get to completely customize it. And so, like we were talking earlier about customizing our food intake, we should be today searching for things that we can customize. And I know that you can customize genes on the web, and you can customize, in time there will be pharmaceuticals that you can completely customize. And of course, with these 3D printer capabilities, we'll be able to customize all kinds of things. And that's actually happening right now, and will continue to increase in pace over the next couple of years. And then there's one more that I want to share real quick, but you go ahead.
No, I was going to say it's truly remarkable. I have two sons that are into 3D printing. And here they are, my son when he was 8 and my son when he was 10, started 3D printing little toys and devices and all kinds of different items that they wanted to use for science experiments. And it's just something that we can't even fathom. As adults, it's totally outside of our realm of thinking, but to them, they're growing up normal that they can code something on a computer and then take a file and get it printed. It's just unbelievable.
Absolutely. Yes, my son in college built a 3D printer with 3D printer capabilities and then was able to use that 3D printer to print things that he wanted. So it was a complete full cycle all contained in a little box.
That is amazing. Now you had one more piece. What was that?
Yes, just because I think it's a fun one and everybody can relate to it. And so there's a company out there, I think it's eatjust.com, or we might have to double check that link. I think Kate might have found a better one, but there is something called a mung bean, M-U-N-G, and then bean, like B-E-A-N, that scrambles up like eggs. And this bean has amazing protein qualities and is fully capable of taking care of somebody's nutritional needs. And then, of course, you know, for somebody in a third world country, that might be all they eat and would be so valuable for them. And then for those of us that maybe don't like to go to the grocery store very often and prefer to just pull something off the cupboard, it would scramble up like eggs without having to keep eggs in the fridge. So just kind of a fun thing that people can check out. And I believe if they're not available right now, they will be fairly shortly. And this company's come up with other fun things too that, again, just because of the way that they're using the materials, they're able to create food in a valid way that feeds and nourishes the body, but is, you know, it's literally like converting a bean to an egg, which is pretty amazing when you think about it.
That's almost like astronaut food in my mind. Well, you know, our world is changing at a pace that is so rapid. And I want to thank you for sharing these with us so that we can all see where we are today in 2018. And I think we're going to look back and we're going to say, I can't believe how far we've come in such a short period of time.
Absolutely. One of the other sayings that was quite repeated in these 3 days is that optimism is not a prediction of the future, but a self-fulfilling prophecy. And so if you feel constricted by something, just take the other side and think about, okay, what if there were plenty of whatever it is that I'm feeling constricted by? And go onto Google and do a little research, and my bet is that you'll find some technology to help you out. And so we would love to hear the other cool things. You know, we've listed some websites, some products, some services, if you will. We would love to hear from you the cool things that you're finding out and about in the marketplace, because all of us from time to time run into some website or, you know, somebody's company or some neat little trip or tick or app or something that can help us. And we would love to hear what you're running across as well.
Absolutely. And they can do that by sending an email to this special email address, which is hello@partnersforprosperity.com. It goes to a special inbox and we'll answer your questions. And we'd love to share that and those tips and tricks. We'd love to share those on the podcast as well. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. Again, don't forget to share those with us at hello@partnersforprosperity.com.
Thank you for listening to the Prosperity Podcast. To take control of your money and have it work for you, visit us at partnersforprosperity.com. If you liked this episode, make sure you subscribe and leave a review.